Hey besties, welcome back to the first real episode of Bree's Couch Pod. I'm so thankful to have y'all here. I'm apologizing in advance about my dog. He's tweaking out right now, so I'm gonna just let him have his moment. But I just want to get right into this episode. So this first episode I would like to call my vision board. So basically we're just gonna talk about what our 2024 vision board looks like. I know you're probably like, girl, it's April, like, what do you mean vision board? I am a firm believer that the new year starts in the spring. The winter is still where things die and it's time to let things go. Easter just happened, y'all. It's April. I just turned 21 in this beat. So, hold on. I'm finna move him about the room. Anyways, like I was saying, I just turned 21. I just had a birthday. And I just feel like whenever my birthday happens, it's like the start of like a new year for me, sort of. Like I kind of just let things go with age, and it's like a new year starts when I hit a new year of life. So I'm just going to jump right into it about the things that are on my vision board. The first thing that I really honed in on my vision board was this podcast. I literally put like 3-4 photos of it, of just editing, of the microphones, of the setup, just everything that I really wanted to envision and embody for what I wanted out of this podcast. This is just something that I've been passionate about for a long time. I just feel like, again, like we talked about in the intro, I just want to share stuff with you guys and be present with you all, inform relationships outside of just like minute-long TikTok videos or like 15-second reels about like where me and my boyfriend go eat at, you know what I mean? So it's like I just really enjoy taking this time to just actually sit and be present, and I hope that you take this time to sit and be present with me too. Just moving into that, like my podcast, the only person that knew that I really, really was trying to start this was my boyfriend Noah. So at the time, I was just like, I really want to get into this, and I bought this microphone months ago, y'all. Months. And I was just like, it doesn't feel like the right time. I don't think I'm ready. And so like just right when I felt ready, I was like, it's time to sit down. It's time to film an episode. Let's get into it. And I just really did that because I have so many episodes written out, the structure of episodes and just all kinds of those things, where I just wanted to make sure, not that it was perfect, but that it felt like me. And I felt like I wasn't giving, excuse my language, that I wasn't giving half-assed content. You know what I mean? I don't want to be like, oh, she just like film this real quick and just hit post, like she didn't edit it, she didn't even try, like she didn't do her hair, she didn't do nothing, you know what I mean? And I just really wanted to make sure this was quality content that I was putting out for you guys, and that I was also putting out for myself, because that's the only way that I'd want to present myself in a setting that I care so much about. Just getting into that, a lot of the other stuff that fed into what was on my vision board was fashion, was clothing. As y'all can see, I have on this bright color blue t-shirt. If you can't see it, it's like a, girl, it's like an ocean blue. I don't even wear blue like that, y'all. But part of my vision board was like stepping out of my comfort zone, buying myself clothes that I had always envisioned myself in, that I'd always wanted to see myself in, but I've never physically saw myself in them. You know what I mean? Like I've never put them on my body. I never tried. I never stepped out of the box in terms of my own clothing. And I was like, if you're gonna embody yourself, like you need to embody yourself, you know what I mean? So I ordered a whole bunch of stuff in different colors. I just been pushing kind of my personal boundaries with clothing, with fashion, taking a risk, learning, you know, what I like on my body, what I don't like, what fits best on my body. And feeding into that in terms of what fits best on my body and what doesn't, I am also reteaching myself that clothes are not meant to fit me. I am not meant to fit into my clothes. My clothes are meant to fit me. And I really struggled with this a lot this past summer, 2023 summer, because I'd had a pair of shorts, y'all. A pair of shorts from Old Navy that I'd had my whole life. And I put them on, girl, the button was screaming, okay? And it wasn't like, you know, I just felt terrible about my body, or I felt like, you know, I had gotten big. But I also know that when I bought those shorts, I think I was like in middle school. So like the fact that those shorts fit me well into college, like you could tell my body wasn't changing much. But in that past, and since I'd gotten to college, my body had probably gone through more changes than it had ever seen before, which is normal. Like I'm a grown woman. You coming into that grown woman body and all those things. So just with that, I was like, Bree, like you need clothes. Like you need to invest in clothes for yourself. The other day, y'all, I'm up at Target. I tried on a pair of shorts. They were a size 10. And I was like, I don't know if I'm a size 10, but me, I had to also remind myself that the numbers on pants and sizes on t-shirts literally do not matter. Either it fits your body or it does not fit your body. Because me, I'm not the same size everywhere I go. I could be a small at Victoria's Secret and I'm a medium up at Target. It's just very different. And so I was just learning, like, you need to just find what you feel comfortable in. Nobody knows what size you have on but you. And find some clothes that literally just fit. Just find some clothes that fit, that you like, that you can make outfits out of, and do all of those things. So I try on the shorts. Chef's kiss. I literally adored them. Bought them, took them home, showed my boyfriend, and I, like, just found such a very deep sense of, like, feeling comfortable, feeling like myself. Like, I could wear a crop top with this, and, like, my little midsection isn't gonna, like, huff over. You know what I mean? So that was just really something that I just really, really made it a point to hone in on for myself, because that's just what I wanted for my life, you know what I mean? Yeah, so also feeding into my vision board, a lot of it was school. So I just really, coming home in the middle of my college career, I very much struggled with, like, oh, I'm home, like, with my family, with all my friends, I live with my boyfriend now. Like, there's just so much on the outside world that I just want to do and get out and go see. But it's also, like, I hate to break it to you, Buki, but you got an assignment due at 11:59, and you got a quiz on Monday. So it was, like, I really struggled with finding balance. And I will say my boyfriend has just always been my motivator. Like, you need to finish school. School's the first priority. Nothing else trumps school. No work, like, no fun, no going to the club, none of it. Like, he just always made sure that I was keeping my head on as straight as possible. And I owe him so much more than he knows for always helping me stay motivated and stay focused on the right path. So I just had that on my vision board. Like, I tell myself, I was like, you don't got to make straight A's. Like, that would be fantastic. Dean's list, president's list would be chef's kisses. But I was like, it is just enough right now for me to make sure that I'm passing my classes, that I'm turning everything in, that I'm learning something, and I'm not overwhelming myself, I'm not burning myself out or any of those things. And I just feel like, I don't know, that's really important. I feel like, especially when you hit that sophomore, junior year of, like, ooh, I've kind of been doing this for a while, I feel a little complacent, I'm just kind of ready for this to be over. Heading into, like, a really, really early senioritis, it's just really hard. It's really difficult. And I feel like now that me and Noah are in a new apartment, we're in a new space, I just feel a lot more level-headed about being able to, like, just come out here and get some homework done, or go sit at my desk in the room, or, like, go downstairs to, like, our lounge and go get some stuff done. And I feel like y'all can't see me right now if y'all are just listening, but I'm, like, my hands are just, like, leveled out. Like, I feel mellow. Everything in my life was even. I feel balanced enough to wear. And it's also a big thanks to my work schedule. Like, I purposely changed my jobs around the fact that I was like, I'm in school. Nothing can trump school. I arranged my schedule so that I didn't feel obligated to sacrifice my learning for a job that didn't care if I showed up or not in reality. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, that was just, like, a really big lot of it. More on my travel. My vision board was travel. If you know me, y'all know I love to see the world. I went to Italy last year. Italy was a time. I'm so thankful to my parents for making that trip happen for my family. It was so much fun. I had the best time. We went to San Diego for my birthday right after that. And we turned around and went to New York for Noah's birthday. We're actually getting ready to go to Atlanta tomorrow morning. So hopefully when you hear this, I'm already in Atlanta. Hopefully. If not, if you're hearing this, I'm already back from Atlanta. Regardless, I'm going to Atlanta, girl. I'm trying to meet Gunna. So, yeah, I just really want to travel and see the world. Me and Noah were definitely talking about going on a cruise. And Noah's a big cruise guy, but I'm not. But I was like, you know what? If this is what you want to do, Buki, we can go on a cruise. I just want to see the world. I need to be on a beach. I need a pina colada in my hand. And I'm set for life. That's, you know. And I just feel like now that I am in a place where I'm comfortable, that I can actually plan accordingly for travel. I can plan for bigger trips other than just like, oh, we're driving to Houston for the weekend. Oh, we're driving to Austin for the day. And a lot of that came into the fact that I also had financial responsibility on my vision board this year. So which is being financially responsible, I had to teach myself, like, one, girl, you need a savings account. Now, I don't need the finance bros and the finance girlies to come for me and be like, oh, well, what about your Roth IRA and your 401k and your 403b and your 405a? Like, I don't need to know any of that right now. I'm just a girl. I'm learning as I go. But what I really started to do that was just helping me was, like, I was actually putting all my bills together, like, calculating them out for the month, my fixed bills. Different stuff, like, groceries and stuff, like, those would vary just based on what we needed. But I still would set out a budget for my groceries of about $200 a month, which just between two people really isn't that bad. Anyways, really back in. So I was just, like, listing out my bills, all of my fixed payments, and I was setting it out. Another thing I also did, even though my nails are done right now, you can hear them, I stopped getting my nails done. So I was a press-on girly. But I was like, you know what? It's about to be... Hi, bubby. It's about to be my birthday. Like, I'm just going to get my nails done because it's my birthday. Like, I don't want press-ons for my birthday. I have not gotten my nails done in probably, like, 5 months. So, big ups to me. Snaps all around. And just doing that, like, also helped take away from a lot of financial stuff. I tried my best to, like, reel back on getting my lashes done. That's a really hard one to part with, okay? I'm not going to hold you. But with other stuff, like other body maintenance, getting my hair done. I'm not getting my hair done as much. I got my hair cut for the first time in over a year last week. My waxes and stuff, I'm like purposely scheduling them out. So I'm only getting them like every 2 months. That's probably TMI. But anyways, I don't really care. Yeah, I was just really, I got smarter about my budget and it made me feel a lot more safe with my money because I knew that I was purposely setting money aside intentionally to go only towards my bills, and it was coming out of something separate. So then I knew that my bills were paid for, and whatever I had left was just fun money, was just stuff that I could use for me and Noah, stuff that I could use to put towards a trip, stuff that I could use to save or buy stuff that we need for the house, and not feel like worried that, oh, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to pay the Wi-Fi bill, or like, oh, the electric bill, like it might be late, I might be a couple dollars short. So like finding that security in myself also gave me the confidence to feel like I actually just knew what I was doing. So that just really helped tie into like so many other stuff. And like even on top of that, like I started going to spring class because I was purposely budgeting out like my bills, and I was like, okay, like your bills are covered. Like this is, ooh, I keep scratching my microphone. This is all the extra fun money you have, you know, to go do what it is that you want to do. You know, sign up for this, sign up for that, go eat with your homegirls. And so one of those things I dedicated my money to was spin class. And I know you're all like, girl, spin class is not cheap. Don't get it twisted. It's not cheap. But it's, I struggled really, really bad with getting back into the gym. Sorry, my dog tweaked out. I struggled with getting back into the gym when we moved, after it got cold, probably after like November, Thanksgiving-ish. I just struggled with getting back in the gym. I wasn't motivated. I didn't really feel like being there too often. And so I went to a spin class and I tried it. And I was like, this is like crack. Like, I love it. Sign me up for another class. I even got Noah to go with me to a couple classes. So like, it's just something that I really enjoyed and something that I enjoy putting my money in and putting my time in, and I don't feel overly committed to it. Like, it's just something I casually do, like, on a Saturday morning, or, like, if I have a morning off during the week, I'll be like, oh, I'm gonna go to spin class, like, no big deal. But I just love it, and it's something that I feel like has also made me feel more confidence in terms of my health and getting my body together physically. And paired with that, like, I've also, it's been so sunny out. Like, girl, the sun is out. Put away tu suerita, the summer is here. Okay, so on top of that, I've also just been more comfortable going outside. Like in the morning, I'll wake up and I'll take our dog for a walk. Or when I get home from work, it's still daylight outside, so I'll take him for a walk after that. And I'll do my best to make it into our home gym. And I'll hit like a cute little like a cute little full body moment. You know what I mean? Like just like some 30 minute full body core hit workout. And for me, that just feels like enough. Because anybody who knew me in high school, anybody who knew me in high school, anybody that knew me in those first couple years of college, I was on the gym bad. Even if you somehow make your way all the way down to my TikTok page, you'll see that like I have so much gym content. I was in the gym all the time, every day. I literally did not ever miss the gym. And one day I just kind of looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, I don't really know what you're doing, but I'm not very happy with the results. You need to take a step back so we can figure out what's happening. So with that, I just kind of like backed away slowly. And it wasn't like I didn't like the gym. It wasn't like I hated the gym. But I needed to do, like, some very serious research in terms of just, like, what is going to work best for your body? What does your body need right now? And I think a lot of it was, like, I was so stressed. I was working so much. I was taking a full load of classes. And I just think I had way... I'm sorry. Ignition. Key in the ignition. I felt like I just had so much on my plate. And I wasn't giving my body, like, you know, like, your body reacts to stress, your body reacts to your emotions, and I feel like I wasn't giving my body a chance to just breathe, like, literally just breathe. And so, like, once I started doing that, like, I could see that my body was just kind of coming into itself, and I didn't feel less body conscious and all these other things. And so, like, being in spin class and, like, being now, I just feel like I'm at a better place where I know what my body needs. I know how to take care of my body. And I'm also doing things instead of weightlifting. Or like, yeah, instead of, what is it? Weight training. That's the word. I wasn't weight training. I'm simply just doing stuff to tone my body. Like, I'm cycling for 45 minutes. I'm just going for a walk. I'm doing like full body that's mainly like ab focused. And I'm not weight training like, you know, hitting a, what is this, a hang clean, like, I'm not hitting hang cleans, I'm not deadlifting, I'm not sumo squatting, like, it's just very simple, and it's light on my body, and I feel like that is what my body needs, because if I overwork myself, that I burn myself out a lot faster, and so I felt like it was really important for me to find that balance, and to just understand what it was, in terms of being active, that I wanted for my life, and a big portion of that, again, I owe so much to Noah, like, over the course of this podcast, I will probably rave about him in almost every episode. I owe so much of it to Noah, because there were some days, oh my God, I'm sorry, y'all. There were so many days that I was here, and he'd get up, and he'd go downstairs to the gym, and he'd be like, do you want to come? I'd be like, no, I'm too tired, or I don't feel like it, I'm sleepy, anything along those lines, like, I was basically making an excuse, but I also just knew that, like, it wasn't on my top list of priorities right then and there, because I didn't want to burn myself out again, and I also knew that I wasn't in a headspace with my body to be like, okay, I know what you need right now to just go in the gym and feel like I could get it done. And so one day, like, he woke me up again, and he was like, hey, I'm gonna go to the gym, do you want to come? And I was like, yeah. So I got up, put on my clothes, went to the gym with him, and I actually just did like a quick little full body workout. And now Noah, he will stay in the gym longer, but we've had that conversation to where it's okay that, like, when I'm done, I just come back upstairs to the apartment, because he has different goals for his body than I have for mine. And so, like, he understood that and he respected that, and he still made me feel safe for only staying for 30 minutes, only staying for 45 minutes, or only doing the treadmill for 15 minutes that day, even though he would stay for an hour, hour and a half, because he just appreciated the fact that I was able to show up for myself. And I was really, really thankful that he was able to do that for me. Yeah. I don't know. That's really much it. Like, I hope all of you have a vision board. I hope whatever is on your vision board is either happening, is in fruition. If it's not, just know that it's on its way. Really, truly, all it takes is just believing in yourself. It takes just putting your words into action. And I really, truly do believe that having a vision board, looking at it every day, seeing it, understanding the vision, even if no one gets the vision, as long as you understand it, it is going to happen. It could be something so small as, like, you just want to adopt a dog. Or, like, you just want to be able to save $100. Whatever it is going to happen for you as long as you put your mind to it. And as long as you can look up at your vision board every day and know that you are putting your best foot forward to make all these things happen for yourself. I just feel like that's the only way to make things happen for yourself, is just to believe. And even if you share it with other people, I feel like speaking it into existence, speaking it out loud, the tongue is so, so, so powerful that you can say it with confidence, because you just know. Like me, this podcast is going to do amazing because I just know. Even if that means 100 subscribers, 100 people who just enjoy listening to me is success. 20 people who enjoy listening to me is success. And I feel like, I know it's easy to say now because this is only like the first real episode, and I just want, later Bree to look back at this Bree and be like, you know what, you're correct. 20 people is important. 5 people are important. And just to understand that no matter what anybody says, what else anybody thinks, as long as you are comfortable, as long as you are happy, as long as you are putting your dreams into fruition, everything is going to come out on the right end for you, no matter what. It is always going to turn out right with the help of God and with the help of the universe. It is just always going to be there. And yeah, that just kind of wraps up this first episode. Thank y'all so much for showing up for me. Thank y'all so much for being here. If you're an Aries, happy birthday. Happy Aries season to all the baddies, including me. First of the month. You already know how that goes. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I can't wait to see y'all on the next episode right back here on the couch. Thanks so much for tuning in. I don't have a cute outro yet, but I'll see you back in the couch pod. Bye.